Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, as we launch here into the third hour of the program tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. You get the features there free. In fact, the site actually allows you to suggest stuff for us to talk about on the air. For whatever reason you don't want to call in to talk, you can find interesting items on the internet, whether they be YouTube videos or perhaps a news item or a blog post. You just submit it to the website, then other listeners will get the chance to vote on it, whether they like or dislike. And then the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to talk about them. In fact, I've got some stuff like that here in my show prep stack for tonight, but your calls are the primary element, so we will go to those first. 800-259-9231, but you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com. We start out with Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I just kind of wanted to talk about my experience with not paying taxes and then getting slammed with paying lots of taxes.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, back in 2001, I was working for a little startup internet company and was totally interested in, you know, freedom and the constitutionality of the tax laws and all that stuff. And, you know, if you read the law, you determine, yeah, they don't really have a right to do this. So I was actually able to convince my boss to stop doing the withholding.
Awesome.
Now, he wasn't actually going to stop the Social Security and Medicare, well, that other stuff, but at least he completely stopped the tax withholding, the IRS withholding. Well, that business closed, and I became a contractor for about 5 years. And I found out that the contracting companies would go ahead and let you claim exempt, and you could keep all your cash. Nice. So all well and good, everything's groovy. Do that for like 5 years. And then I get sick of moving around the country and decide I'm going to take a permanent job. So I do that, and I'm there for about 2 years, and all of a sudden I get letters from the
office. And is the permanent point of information, is the permanent job also not withholding?
No, the permanent job is withholding.
So you're back on the radar now.
I am totally back on the radar.
Okay.
And, yeah, the reason I didn't try and get these guys to not withhold is because I'd actually tried that with some other, like, normal companies, you know, big-sized companies rather than mom and pops.
Right, and they don't even want to hire you when you talk like that.
No, I got one job that lasted for 2 days, and because I was talking to HR about this, they were like, no, let him go.
Yeah, we don't want this guy.
Yeah, he's a troublemaker.
Yeah.
So, all right, so been working at the company for like 2 years. All of a sudden, letters from the IRS. Where's your
tax return? So that means you filed. Point of information. So they were withholding taxes, and presumably you filed for that first year, or you did not file?
Oh, no, I didn't file.
Ah, okay. So they were withholding taxes, sending the taxes to the IRS, and you weren't filing. Got it. So
yeah, and actually, for those years that they were withholding the taxes and I wasn't filing, I was paying too much, of course. So they get to keep that, and they get to keep, you know, whatever interest they generate on it. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's fair. So about 2 years after this is going on, I start getting letters from them saying, hey, where's your tax return from this year? Where's your tax return from this year? Where's your tax return from this year? 5 years total. Comes out to about 80 grand. And me at this point, I'm just like, I can't fight them. I've read enough about it. I see what happens. It doesn't matter if it's illegal or legal or not. It's going to go down their way. If you want to go ahead and try and tilt at windmills, go for it, right? Wasn't too interested in being Don Quixote at that point, right?
Okay.
So basically, I knuckle under, and I'm on a payment plan with them now.
Damn it.
So I've been paying these wonderful, wonderful people for a year now. I've got 2 more years left, maybe a year if I'm lucky. And then they're all paid off. And while I'm signed up as, you know, a member or for the Free State Project when it hits the 20K,
mm-hmm.
I'm still thinking about taking the, I don't know if you want to call it, the wimpy way out and just completely expatriating.
You mean like leaving outside the country?
Yeah, renounce citizenship, just split.
And you're going to do that when? After you've paid off the IRS or before?
I would do it afterwards just because I know that they'll come after you anywhere in the world. I mean, look at what happened with the Swiss banks, right?
Now, this particular attack I don't entirely understand. Yes, our violent gang is, you know, not the greatest violent gang in the world, but what makes you think that going – why would you want to go pay some other violent gang, which is, you know, some other government?
There are other governments that take way less in income taxes. I mean, if I could really, like...
But the tax burdens tend to be similar, if not more.
I I'm not so sure about that. I mean, I read a great quote from, I think it was the king or prince of Liechtenstein, who said something like, a 3% tax on income, anything more than that is tyranny. Which makes me want to just go, you know what, I'm going to swear fealty to you. You
Hail
can be my
to the king.
Yeah.
You know, I always thought Liechtenstein would have made a good place because, you know, it's not too far. They can probably speak mostly English there, but you know, once they find out too many people are moving, then they just shut it all down. And anyway, if a bunch of Free State Project activists move to one particular place,
I can't say I blame. I can't say I blame you, man. I mean, that's a real bummer what happened to you, and I wouldn't blame you at all for wanting to get the hell out.
Well, the good thing is, it's like, I totally live beneath my means, so it's like my quality of life has not suffered, even though they're taking basically one out of my two paychecks a month.
Jeez.
So I would urge everybody to live way below your means, right? But I don't know. It makes me think a benevolent dictator is way better than our lovely democracy, where, I'm sorry, but the masses are not exactly benevolent.
You know,
Hans Hermann Hoppe's book was great about that.
Which one?
Hans Hermann Hoppe, I hope I'm saying that right, The Democracy, the God That Failed.
Hoppe.
Yep, that's the guy that made the comparison, right, between democracy and monarchy, and points out that if you've got a decent king, it's better than democracy.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, growing up here, it's like kind of weird to get wrap your head around that, but when you really think about it and see how it works out, it's kind of true. If you're not going to be part of the oligarchy, then just support the oligarch who has, you know, the benevolent one. And at least then you've always got a focus for revolution when you get the one that's not benevolent. So,
I you know, it's a tough choice that you're dealing with, right? I mean, do you come join the Liberty Movement in New Hampshire, as burgeoning, as exciting as it might be, and continue to pay the man? Or do you just go out to the wild of the rest of the world and see how things go?
Yeah, exactly. And I love what you do, Ian. It's like, and I hope everything works out great for you, and I just love the fact that you're working for yourself so that hopefully that means, because like one of my biggest decisions to go ahead and pay them is that I knew if I didn't, they're just going to take it anyway.
They're going to jack the bank account.
Yeah, they're going to, and I actually had, the state of California do that.
Really?
Yeah, they jacked the bank account. Oh, this was beautiful though. They took almost all the money that was in there, right? And then I tried to contact the Social Security Administration and find out, hey, how much had I paid them during these years? Social Security Administration couldn't provide that information. And so after going back and forth for months with these bureaucrats in California, I find out that they'll just assume you paid a certain amount, right? So I actually don't think that I did pay this amount, but they assumed I did. And I got, like, almost all of my money back except for, like, the $200 they charged me to take out the money and put it back in.
Crazy.
So you can fight sometimes, you can win sometimes, but I mean, you're up against people with unlimited resources, so, you know, you really got to.
I would get
in
touch with Mark Stevens in the case of something like this coming up again. He has actually dealt with some of these tax bureaucrats and asked them a bunch of questions over the phone that they didn't like to answer very much. I don't know exactly what his success stories have been. But Mark Stevens, I think, would be someone I would turn to in a situation like this to say.
But a lot of times you'll find an activist like the showman here who has essentially shot their wad, you know, and they need something to come and make them feel better about it. Because, I mean, you know, he didn't pay taxes for a long time, and the government came and just beat the crap out of him. And he's paying $80,000 off. And I totally agree that Mark Stevens might be able to help, but.
No, I don't mean now.
He needs his batteries recharged.
I'm not talking about Jeff. I'm talking about others listening that might get into a similar situation. I would talk to Mark and, you know, see if I could consult with him or something like that. You know, he'll give you some good questions to ask, that kind of thing. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I just one other question.
Yes, Jeff.
You have something posted on the front page of your website about the FCC ruling that the laws against dropping like the F-bomb on the air or not constitutional?
Well, right. There are the indecency. It was the fleeting expletive.
The fleeting expletive, yes.
Right. So it's still the FCC's rules about indecency and obscenity still stand, but the fleeting expletive's not a big problem anymore.
It looked like they had 45 days to appeal the decision.
Yes. So, I don't think they've done that yet, have they?
If they don't appeal, can I call in and be the first guy to drop the F-bomb and
we'll still dump you.
Thank you
for the call, though. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, because I don't want to upset the station.
Free Talk Live offers a higher level of service than the FCC requires.
You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi folks, it's time to play. Good food makes everything you do fun. On eFoodsDirect.com, you're going to find a summer outdoor special that gets you the most delicious, easy to fix, most portable, best food on the planet for exciting fun in the sun. With each order of a 3-month responder pack, you get a free grab-and-go accessory kit with the backpacker's water purifier, stove, and carry bag. You'll also get a free camper's bakery pack with pancakes, biscuits, and cornbread muffins. All this delicious food can be easily prepared stovetop at home or in a pan over a campfire. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/summer or call 800-409-5633 for information and ordering. Summer fun with food just doesn't get any better than this, folks. You need it. They've got it. Just get it. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can ring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, like our listening options. We've got live streams. We've got a webcam. Listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Plus, we've got our satellite feed now as well. All the details are there at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you may have ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Ryan listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. I'm calling in once more to discuss my doubts about liberty. It's a crazy thing.
Yeah, it's really crazy to, like, not support the ideas of peace. I agree with you. Go ahead.
First off, let's just say this. I think all of us agree on way more than we disagree on, so let's just start there. But I was just thinking about corporations, and I was thinking about power, and I was thinking about where I got into the ideas of liberty from, and it was from a place of distrust of power.
Mm-hmm.
And I see corporations in particular as being an area that that power is being aggregated to people in search of it.
Sure, I agree with you completely. I mean, a corporation is essentially a legal fiction created by the government people to protect their buddies in industry. So I'm a completely
big corporations,
opposed,
big government. Yes.
Yeah, I'm completely opposed to the concept of a corporation, as it really is nothing more than a government protection for people in industry.
And I'm absolutely with you on that. But where we diverge, maybe, is that I feel like in the time as we are in a world looking at the structure that we have in place now, it's wrong to oppose limits on these corporations on a liberty basis, because in many cases the limits on these corporations that governments are imposing are increasing freedom of the individual person outside of those corporations.
What limits would you be referring to?
Let's see. For instance, regulation of the financial institution. And you're talking about what banks can and can't get into and reserve levels.
That's
and,
a really tough scenario. I mean, you're not just talking about corporations there. You're talking about corporations that essentially have bought a franchise in the United States government's Federal Reserve system, if you're talking about United States banks, and I assume you are.
Yeah, so absolutely. And I use those because
scenario.
That's absolutely the clearest example of why regulations on them from governmental agencies actually are good for the vast majority of people in America as far as freedom goes.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that that's true, and I don't know that you can
kind of
prove it.
Branches out from there and gets
a little bit more
watery as you head out
to
that area.
I don't know that that's true. I don't know that that's true, and I don't know that you can prove it, because the fact is those regulations are written by those people in power that you distrust.
And
right?
I can't hear you. Oh, well.
He keeps having this problem with his phone when he calls in.
Can you hear now?
Perhaps he'll come back.
We can hear everything that he says, but he can't hear what we're saying. Tell you what, we'll just put him on hold.
No.
And we'll talk about, let's put him on hold.
Can you hear me?
Let's put him on hold and talk about regulations, because there's this mystique that surrounds regulations, like, ooh, the government people are out there writing all these rules for those naughty people in corporations, which, by the way, the government is a corporation, too. It's all legal fiction.
And these people, the government changes hands with the lobbyist organizations for these corporations. I mean, it's the same people. They move back and forth all over the place.
But don't worry, because they're going to write these rules that are going to really teach those corporate guys a lesson, and they're really going to keep the people safe. And they're going to increase freedom for everybody, right? That's what he was suggesting. Like, these rule changes, they help people. Within the system, they help people. I understand that getting rid of corporations, that's great. We agree on that. But right now, the regulations are good. And this is the same thing that he called in with the last time. It was about, what was it, the environment or something like that? I don't really recall. But the same kind of message that, well, freedom sounds fine, but in the meantime, we need government for this and this and this. So
right.
We need regulations.
You can't grow government. You can't grow your way to a government. You can't grow government on the way to freedom, because that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Unless you want government to become so arduous and terrible that people rise up in revolution and destroy it, and you think that somehow that is going to result in freedom. But I think that's a backwards way to look at the ideas of liberty, and I think advocating something that is opposing to what you really want is disingenuous and maybe even evil.
The part that Ryan is missing about regulations of corporations is that the more regulations are created, typically corporations support them. For instance, you look at the smoking legislation they passed recently. It was heavily supported by was it Philip Morris, I think, heavily supported by them because they understand that more regulations means very little for them. They can change their corporate structure.
Or at the very least, that it keeps their competition from rising up.
That's my point. They can change their corporate structure and hire a few extra lawyers and do what they need to do to jump through those regulatory hoops. It's not a big cost for them. But for the newbie into the marketplace, for the person who might want to compete in that particular industry, additional regulations make it all the more arduous, makes it more difficult to get started, and that means less freedom for people, because if people aren't free to start their own businesses, and that means customers aren't free to choose from other businesses that are offering similar products and services, and so on. So, Ryan, you're I think you're back. We're going to give you a chance to respond to that. Go ahead.
As far as that goes, but I think the issue is that what I'm looking for is a reduction in power in the hands of individual people.
But that's what you're not addressing what we said then. I said that these people in Washington, they move back and forth from the lobbying positions to the political positions and back and forth. So they're actually writing their own regulations, dude.
That's a huge problem.
And you think you're going to change
it
in bigger government? How are you going to solve that problem?
I think there are areas that government is important.
You mean force?
Until we change human nature in a fairly fundamental way.
I would agree with you on that, but it seems the things that you bring up as examples stink.
I don't think it's against freedom and against liberty to say that there are areas that until we manage to change human nature in a very significant way that we need to minimize the harm.
We, those like me who know how everything should work, should be in control. That's what I'm hearing from you.
I agree on issues of like murder and crimes against people.
But that's not what he's talking about. That's not what
he's not talking about that, but he's using these general terms.
That is 90% of what I'm talking about. I talk about the edges of other stuff too, but I mean, we agree on that needs to happen.
What I hear from you is that I, Ryan, know what needs to happen and just put my ilk in charge of this forceful government, and then we will set things straight until human nature changes, which when's that going to be?
Right, and all that's ever going to happen is people that disagree with you, Ryan, are going to vie for the same power that you want for yourself, and they're going to use it in some manner that you don't think is good enough, and then when you get in power, then you're going to vie for that same, and you're going to use it on the things that you want, and none of you are ever going to undo what the last person did, so then you have this giant apparatus.
Yeah, and that's why I hate myself when I talk like this.
Maybe you shouldn't hate yourself. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Maybe you shouldn't hate. Maybe you shouldn't advocate force against your neighbors. Because as long as you keep calling it with us, there's not much that we agree on, Ryan. I'm sorry. I know you say that over and over again, but I don't believe it to be true.
I think it is.
Because I have fundamental disagreements with the things that you're saying. You sound to me like somebody who wants power for himself because you know what's right. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. And those features include listening options and news updates. You can go to get the news updates at news.freetalklive.com. You may sign up for our email updates list or go follow our Twitter profile or our Facebook. All three available to you free at news.freetalklive.com, news.freetalklive.com. We go to Ty, listening, and I forget where. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ty, the recovering statist for Memphis.
Oh, welcome, Ty. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to respond to some of the things that Ryan was talking about. I applaud the fact that he's trying to break up these unjust power structures, but I think that he, coming from my point of view, being a recovering statist, I recognize some of the language that I used to use. And
one
of the things he said was, until we change human nature.
Ooh.
Now, that set off alarm bells in my head, because that means trying to control others. So I think he may be coming from this some weird idea of liberty, but it's not individual liberty, and it's not, this idea of leave people alone and let them do, as they will.
Right, when you're looking at the marketplace, I guess it's looking at it sort of like this. Imagine going to the Soviet Union and talking to somebody who's not an idiot, a smart person in the Soviet Union who really doesn't understand how, say, the marketplace worked in getting food to the grocery store back in the 80s, or maybe they didn't even hear that the United States existed. Like, I'm trying to come up with this fantasy world where you can where people can sort of understand it, and if you tell them, look, we could just have freedom in this area, they'd be like, holy crap, but where will the food come from? Mm-hmm. If the government doesn't tell people where to send it and how much to send it, for God's sakes, the rich will take all the food for themselves. There'll be no food for the poor people, when in fact the opposite is truth. But the marketplace designs itself in the manner that, the poor people in this country are fat. They're not skinny.
Boy, are they.
They're fat. that. So food is getting to them. Maybe it's not the best food. Maybe it's not the food you'd like them to eat, but they're eating.
They're not starving.
All right? So, you know, the idea that you can sit there in your home or at school or on the way, the bus on the way to work, and you can come up with this this better central plan than the marketplace can is honestly, it's ludicrous. When you look at the facts.
Ty.
Yes.
That was your cue to start talking again.
Any thoughts, Ty?
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, that there you can't really approach liberty from the point of trying to change human nature. You've just got to deal with human nature.
Yes.
There are positive natures and there's negative parts of our natures.
And human nature is what saves us.
It's also what harms us. I mean, there's a natural tendency to, you know, be territorial and, mm-hmm. and to lash out violently. You know, we have to learn to be social, to live with others. We learn to you know, how to deal with others in our own best interest.
Yeah, this is something that I certainly have learned over my years of becoming a voluntarist, having come from being a libertarian, you know, before that, or whatever, a Republican I thought I was. But over the years, understanding that it's the free marketplace, it's freedom, it's liberty that is the best way for people's human nature to interact with one another. It's the most humane way for humans, for mankind, as they currently stand, to interact with one another.
Right. You know, and I totally agree that there are big corporations in bed with the biggest corporation, the United States government, getting what they want from the little people. However, the idea that you're going to use the United States government, which is populated by people that make their money, that put food in their family's mouths and give them nice cars, you're gonna use those people that are making money off of it to regulate that same sort of industry. It doesn't make any sense. It's absolutely the Bass-Ackwards kind of thinking that those people want you to think. Please, yeah. Use our system to control us.
Well, you need to in the meantime. See, this is kind of like the siren song of power, and you can hear people like Ron Paul falling for it, too. The idea that, well, while we've got the government, it should do these things. Oh, well, I understand that ideally we shouldn't have this structure, but in the meantime, it needs to be enforcing the border, and it needs to be doing this, and it needs to be doing that.
Right.
And it's this kind of siren song of, well,
I don't mind using the government to get things done, but if that's the way you feel like you should get them done, but I don't think those things should be growing the government in the process. You're not going to grow the government on your way to freedom. It's just not going to happen.
So
exactly. Getting rid of that collectivist mindset. You know, we do live in a world with others. So there is a we, but the we has to be this idea of an aggregate of individuals, of solid individuals. So it's the group is not greater than the sum of its parts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't want to try to control others. And I think that's what Dr. Mary Ruart, that was the main point of her book, was that things will be just so much better if individuals in aggregate give up this idea of trying to control others.
Absolutely. You have to let go of it, and you're right. And we won't get to true freedom. We won't get to voluntary interactions, voluntary society, until people are finally ready to let go of that desire to see others behave in the way they think they should behave.
It doesn't need to be people. People sounds like all of them. If you get a percentage of the population, not even a large percent, that says, you know what, hands off, then at that point, the system just falls to pieces.
This is true. But you still need to change those people and let them come to these conclusions on their own, somehow influence them. I don't know what it's going to take, but get the, you know, Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart in their hands. That's why I just went out and bought a case of them the other day. But get that into their hands so they learn that these using force on their neighbors has unintended consequences, and that in order to be truly free, you must allow others to live their lives as they choose, as long as they aren't harming others. And that's so hard for some people, you know? I mean, just today in New Hampshire, there was these homophobes came out to protest gay marriage. And it's just one of those things. Just let people be, man. You just have to leave them alone. Otherwise, they'll never leave you alone. As long as you keep messing with people, they're going to have the incentive to mess back. And then so you get this endless conflict between interest groups and belief systems and stuff like that.
And you have to accept the fact that in liberty, there are also going to be negative outcomes from bad choices.
Sure, yeah.
The negative outcomes are just as bad, maybe even more important. Mistakes may be even more important than success because it teaches us a greater lesson as long as it doesn't kill us. You know what I'm saying? It's just like people had this idea that capitalism or the free market is a profit system. It's not. It's a profit and loss system. And the loss teaches us more than the profit.
Absolutely.
You know, the thing, there's going to be mistakes in the free market, and it's true, but there's going to be mistakes with a, you know, a controlled market, and in the case of a free market, at least you can change your behavior. When it comes to government, you can't change the behavior. Look what it takes just to pass some crappy, you know, banking regulation law that's so big that nobody can read it. You know it's going to fail. You know it can't stop the boom-bust cycle of the fiat currency that we've got created. They're touting it with the trumpets and saying, this is going to save us.
Well, and good luck trying to repeal something that's been put into law, right? I mean, that's even more difficult. So,
yeah,
Ty, any other thoughts?
I want to own my successes and my failures because that's part of the growing process. You know? That's pretty much the gist of what I want to get at.
Well said, Ty. I appreciate it, especially the expertise, especially coming from someone who recognized the language, somebody who might have held similar beliefs as Ryan in the past. Hopefully that that helped get through to him somewhat. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I like how Ernie Hancock has recently been playing the audio clip from the Tolkien movie, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, where, you know, there's this, well, I'm going to use the ring for good. All right, we're coming up. Take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments, at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. There are only a few moments remaining, enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support the show, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a list of things you can do to get Free Talk Live on the air in your marketplace and into more ears around the world via the internet or via satellite as well. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com, help people find Free Talk Live. As we continue with your calls, Travis, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Travis. Hey, Travis. There? You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to the show the other night where you were talking about intellectual property rights. And,
yes, sir.
The way I took it, you all don't believe in intellectual property rights. Am I correct?
Mark might.
I believe
some...
that intellectual property rights exist. I hesitate to believe that I certainly don't believe the copyright, patent law, trademark law in the United States is very good. I think that the marketplace could do a better job.
I think that the people who do creative works, who create things, whether it be art or inventions or whatever, I think those people should be able to find ways to monetize their creativity without using government monopoly power. So I'm like opposed to the governmental force version of intellectual property. I think that people need to protect themselves on a voluntary basis if that's what they want to do.
You all have read Atlas Shrugged, right?
I have not. Mark?
I've read Atlas Shrugged.
I was just wondering, what is your stance on the situation in the story? Hank Reardon had his intellectual property taken from him for the greater good. I was just wanting to know your stance on that.
Yeah, Ayn Rand generally was a big advocate of intellectual property. She's an author, go figure. This is in this particular world, the things are changing as far as intellectual property goes. Ayn Rand wrote those books 50 years, 60 years ago. The world is changing, and the way that it's changing makes intellectual property, it's putting pressure on it, and it's going to have to change too. Ayn Rand is no hero of mine. She was certainly a great philosopher, but I think that in that case, I can't remember the story entirely, but if the guy should have done a better job protecting it, and if he didn't protect his intellectual property, then he lost it. Sorry.
Well, it's pretty much just extorted by the government, but.
Yeah, I just can't remember. It's been 6 years since I read Atlas Shrugged. I know for some people it's a religious tome. For me, it's not.
Yeah, it's my Bible.
And I guess I would ask you this question. If you think about property and intellectual property, in the 14th century, some sword maker created a sword, and it came with not just his blood and sweat, but from his ideas at the same time. If I decide to buy that sword and wield that sword, should I have to pay the descendants of that sword maker for the use of that sword?
I think it just, to me, it just comes down to the individual and whether they want to come that they have any heirs or what, and it's all up to the individual that creates it to put it in paper.
So what about the guy, the first bard that sang Beowulf? Should all of his descendants, and I bet you there's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that could claim to be a descendant of the bard that created Beowulf, should those people be able to get a cut of that guy's song that he sang next to a campfire, and it was so good that people just told it over and over again?
I'm not really sure, man. Like I said, I'm just trying to get some insight myself.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that's. I think that there's a lot of problems with intellectual property. Intellectual property isn't property, but there's no better word for what it is. I mean, I do believe that people should be compensated for their ideas that they put some work into and into creating. At the same time, I shouldn't be obligated through government force to have to pay for that enforcement in the way that you see the DVDs come up and, attention, 10 years in prison and $500,000 fine for showing this to somebody besides your family member or something, whatever the claims are they make there. And that's my money they're using to enforce that, and that's theft. They're stealing my money to prevent their idea from being used in some manner they don't want.
Hey, Travis, since you're looking to expand your mind on this issue, I would recommend that you get in touch with, or not in touch with, that you find the writings of one Stefan Kinsella. He's a patent attorney, so he actually works in the area of intellectual property, but he is firmly opposed to all forms of coercive intellectual property. And the guy is absolutely brilliant. He has written a number of essays and treatises and papers on this. Some of them are lengthy. Some of them are culled and summarized and truncated. So I highly recommend looking for him. It's Stefan, but it's spelled S-T-E-P-H-A-N, Kinsella, K-I-N-S-E-L-L-A. This is like the go-to guy within the liberty movement for talking about these issues. The guy's really done his homework, and he's really done his research, and there's a lengthy paper that he had once that I took a look at. I didn't read the whole thing, but I looked through enough of it to really get a feeling for where he was coming from, that he just shows example after example after example and idea after idea as to how things could be better for creativity and in the marketplace in the absence of these governmental so-called protections.
Well, I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Very good, Travis. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Stefan has his own website. I'm not sure if that's the best place to go for things, but it's stefankinsella.com. I know for a fact.
He's got to have links to all of his articles there, right?
Yeah, it looks like he is updating it. It is updated just a couple weeks ago. So hop on over there, and you'll find all kinds of neat stuff, I'm sure. Oh, right there, recent comments. The L. Neal Smith Free Talk Live copyright dispute posted to his own site. So there you go. 800-259-9231.
I don't agree with everything Stefan says, but I agree with most of what he says as far as it goes. I mean, you know, I think there are different camps and on this issue. It's not just there's no such thing as intellectual property, and the government should protect intellectual property. The government's position's absolutely ludicrous. I'm just of the opinion that most people would agree that there's some kind of intellectual property. I'm just not obligated to protect your property.
So, real quick here, just as we're kind of wrapping things out, we'll, of course, take your calls about anything. There's been a little bit of controversy, more drama this week, Mark. It has been a very dramatic week within the Liberty Movement, at least in our little corner of the world. And there's a Facebook post that was made by Michelle Seven, who you've heard on this radio program. She has come on as a guest on the phones and also in studio, where apparently her teenage son was sold cannabis by some unknown seller. And the unknown seller apparently was aware that that Michelle had a rule against this sort of thing, that you know, selling my kids drugs, you're not supposed to do that.
Bad news, yeah.
Right, and this person knew, apparently, about that rule and essentially sold her son drugs behind her back. And she's pretty upset about that issue.
I bet.
And the conversation that exploded on her Facebook profile as a result of her posting this, and it kind of focused around the idea that, well, do you own your kids, right? The suggestion that there was somebody that came out and was kind of hostile towards her about this.
Sure, there's a lot of marijuana advocates here in New Hampshire.
This wasn't a marijuana advocate that was hostile, okay, from what I understand. The person that was hostile was just kind of suggesting that your kids are their own person, you know, people, and
they just don't live in their own house.
They can do whatever they want, and that's what Michelle basically came back with. And I support her on this. She pointed out she's not really so concerned that her son smoked the cannabis as much as she is that this person essentially violated her trust by selling it to the son. And so it's kind of caused this brouhaha.
Well, I mean, she has the right with whom to associate, and that means that she probably will not associate with that person who's violated her trust in that manner. She also has the right to tell, you know, to set down ground rules for people that live in her house. If I say that you can live in my house for free as long as you wear a green shirt and a clown nose, mm-hmm, every day, that's the rule. I mean, it's not. Look, I mean, it's a stupid rule, I'll admit that, but it's my house, I make the stupid rules.
Right, and she pointed out that her kids are free to leave, should they would like to, you know, declare independence and go about their own way.
She'll sign the documents that allow them to emancipate, right?
Right, so there was some kind of confusion over the terminology that was being used. She termed them, I think, at one point as her property, and that's what upset this other person. And then she went on to clarify, no, they're just under my purview, right? They are under my roof, so I get to.
Maybe she said they were my kids or something.
Yeah, you can review.
I don't have any intention.
You want, but they're under her purview. I fully support where she's coming from in that instance. Now let me throw another little curveball in here. What if mom or dad, in a case, is a cannabis consumer?
Yeah,
and then they enforce a no cannabis rule on their children.
They, it is their right to do it. However, it is not a rule that's going to work out well for them. They're not going to get the results that they want to get. It's one thing if you live a life where you're cannabis free and you expect that from your kids. It's another thing entirely if you consume, you think your kids don't know, or you know they know, and you expect them to live a different life.
Yeah,
it's disingenuous. It's not going to work.
Indeed. Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate you coming in. As always, I think appreciate your calls.
Yeah, maybe I'll do it tomorrow night.
And yeah, we will. And Will Ford and Dale should be joining us tomorrow night as well. We will talk to you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.